You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Other cool things that are happening in Auckland at the moment is the Now Hear This Festival, and we're going to be having a chat to Jeff Henderson about it. On the other side of this, it's Steph Animal with Secret Tunnel. This is Steph Animal with Secret Tunnel, and we have got Jeff Henderson from the Audio Foundation in the studio. Morena, Jeff.
Morena, Rachel. Nice to be here.
It's lovely to have you up here. We're talking about the Now Hear This Festival, which has become a bit of a staple in the Tamaki Makaurau scene over the last few years.
I can't remember how many we've done now, but we do them every 2 years. This year it's had a bit of a rebrand, I guess for many reasons, but one to just sort of try and reflect or represent the times some in a way that I just we've got this sort of sub-brand of urgent sound, adventurous music, and deep listening, which as a sort of seems, I think, probably captures most of the things that are happening.
And it's quite, as you say, it is quite of the times, because I think a lot of people have been experiencing music and sound in a way that maybe has not been their normal way of listening to music or coming at music in the last couple of months, because we have all been at home on our own, watching things online or tuning into sort of like live streams internationally and that kind of thing. So deep listening's become something that maybe is a bit more familiar to people who haven't done much of that before. Do you feel like that's probably a fair assumption?
I guess so. Yeah. If in terms of focus, I suppose that a computer or internet mediated experience may assist with, I think I'm a little bit suspicious of live streams and the whole response of trying to get people to spend more time on their computers, on their own, looking at a screen. So I mean, I guess this is why we're lucky to be able to put on a festival and
absolutely
get people together and bring people from around the country to sort of go. There is a big difference between experiencing music and live in a place.
Yeah.
But in saying that, also solitude and being on your own and listening through headphones is a really amazing way to have a deep listening experience or a very personal. I think that's how sort of often how personal relationships or stories get formed by a individual engagement with or a relationship with an album or an artist.
Yeah. And I think that is something that is going to be very special about this festival is you've got all these incredible musicians and artists in one space performing stuff that is improvised or experimental or that people might have perhaps heard a little bit of over this kind of strange isolation period and now can experience with others, which is a really magical thing, really. We were just talking about that Steph Animal album off air and how cool that was when it came out last year and it had a video game attached to it. There is a really incredible array of different kinds of artists and musicians in the Now Hear This lineup. I'm just going to scroll through a couple of the names here. You've got Ricky Gooch, Bruce Russell of the Dead Sea fame. You've got Big Fat Raro, Phil Dadson. You've got Pumice, Blood Mothers, Rosie Parlane, Motta, Drop Zone, and heaps more. What kind of stuff can people expect? Do you want to give us some people they might want to check out, or pretty hard to choose because there's a lot of good things going on here?
Yeah, I would say, I mean, each night, they're pretty big. I mean, the biggest night is the Friday, the 16th at Wine Cellar and Whammy Bar, and we're doing the three venue, and the way that we like to do it is to have simultaneous stages, so mm-hmm. sort of very short, only change over break, so it's pretty much continuous music. So
cool.
There's about 15 acts, I think, that night. And each night really is a variety show. So tonight there's sort of electro, sort of strange electro pop and extreme noise and conceptual video work and sort of weird cracked pop music.
Very cool.
And then, sort of more performance art or activations on Wednesday, but really each, it's designed to be not one, it's many things, and most of them I would have difficulty describing.
That I think is the beauty and the difficulty of Now Hear This, is there is so much and so much diversity that how do you kind of pin down what is going on? I mean, that Steph Animal album might give you one idea of something you might hear there, but looking at like Blood Mothers, for example, who are just the most incredible people to watch perform. If you went to the Earth Eater show last year at Whammy Bar, you would have seen them open, and that was just like spine tingling kind of magic, actually. So it is kind of a big old, you know, amazing bag of different things going on here. I'm also very interested to see that you have got Ricky Gooch and Alistair Fraser performing. Are they going to be doing things from their most recent record together?
They're going to perform a live version of that album. So that'll be drums and I think processed Tangapuru. So, yep, that's a ripper. That's on Noah Records. We've also got Larson and Nava from Noah playing on the Sunday session. I've got Ruby Solly, who's also a Tangapuru player, coming up. So, and doing stuff with sort of field recordings. And so it's sort of, and then we've got, the range is pretty broad. You know, there's sort of the super minimal electronic music and absolutely maximal trying to destroy everything noise.
Which is also a very good vibe. One thing that is not in that category, but which I have seen performed at the Audio Foundation before and just absolutely love every time, is Motta, who just does the most incredible violin pieces. One of those things where you sit there and you don't know how much time has passed because you're just sort of so swept up in it.
Yeah. Motta is amazing. That's Anita Clark, and she is really a fantastic musician, and it's one of the nice things that we try to do with a lot of people who come who are willing and able pardon me, to play in many different contexts is try and come up with ensembles or groups that have never happened before.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
The kind of guiding principle for programming the festival is no existing bands except for out-of-town acts.
Yeah, yeah.
But trying to do things that haven't happened before either. So, yeah, like Anita's playing in an eight-piece string ensemble with Iranian Comanche and three double basses and two cellos and, you know, two violins. There's at the Unitarian Church, there's a drone set of using the church organ with Peter Porteous, who's a great electric guitar, drone guitarist from Dunedin, and Chris O'Connor on amplified gongs. Yeah, so these are all these things that will only happen once, and they only happen because the particular people happen to be in town at the same time. And it's not all about bands or just existing, you know, like everyone gets to do their own thing, but then there's also the opportunity to say, hey, we've got eight string players, or we've got you in town,
let's do
an analog synthesizer orchestra or whatever, you know.
All of these things in their own just sound so cool, and I can't believe that we get this whole festival where they all just magically come into one space together. If people want to get tickets to this, Jeff, where is the best place for them to go?
Tickets are undertheradar.co.nz.
And it's basically running all of this week from tonight, is that right?
It starts tonight and it runs every night, and then there's a Saturday afternoon session, and Sunday is sort of a 2 to 6 session. And there's also free work which is happening on Saturday and Sunday mornings, which was announced today, called The Drifting Room, and that's a Stephen Bain work, which is a kind of a, I don't know, I shouldn't give away too much, but it's a surreal sound walk.
Oh, wow.
A way of experiencing the city that no one would have experienced it before.
That sounds really exciting. This whole festival sounds really exciting. Thank you so much, Jeff, for coming and chatting to us about it.
Now
hear this festival. Make sure you get a ticket on this, because as you just mentioned, some of these magical combos will never happen again. So grab yourself a ticket, get out there and see some awesome music, performance, sound art this week. We are going to listen to Ricky Gooch and Alistair Fraser now. This is from Rangatira, their most recent record that you were just mentioning, Jeff. This is Tūtaki. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
That is Ricky Gooch and Alistair Fraser with Tutaki, which is an incredible track from an equally incredible album called Rangatira, which is out via Noah Records. And you can catch both Ricky and Alistair performing as part of Now Hear This, alongside such an incredibly long list of amazing performers from Aotearoa, all parts of Aotearoa as well. And as Jeff just mentioned, you're going to get combos of people making works together that will never exist again and has never existed before. So it's a pretty special week to go and see some awesome music and performance around the city. You can find tickets for Now Hear This Festival up on Under the Radar. It's happening every evening this week, starting tonight, and also on Saturday and Sunday there will be some daytime events as well. So plenty of opportunities for you to go and watch some awesome performance. Thank you very much to Jeff Henderson from the Audio Foundation for coming and speaking to us this morning.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.